Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Engelstern, dictating an endoscopy report on Judy Brown, date of birth 11-18-1955, date of procedure February 17, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Engelstern, you. Referring physician is Dr. Suvi Kuriakos. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common anemia, common heartburn. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, will extend into the patient. Period. The patient's wrapped in endoscopy, so we place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitor anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated electrocardiogram of vesicles was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the bladder. Period. Careful examination made at the colon. Second portion of the bottom, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period, or retroflexy was obtained at the cardioperiod air resection from the stomach before withdrawal to scope, period, the patient then turn around in left lateral position, period, digital rectal exam was normal, period, what we're doing on this video. Colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the fecal, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice or fecal valve and confluence of the folds, period. Terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the fecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, rectum, period, retroflexy was obtained in the rectum, period. Boston Bell Prep score was 5,1-2-2 for a total of, Boston Bell Prep score was 5,1-2-2, period, greater as a poor prep on the right side with solid and fibrous material, which was unable to be fully suctioned. Period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from the right block. Next line, there was a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia seen best with coughing. Next line, there was diminutive gastric body polyps times 2, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy was used to remove both. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, particularly in the antrum. Biopsies were obtained for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion other than some mild erythema, and the bulb biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bell Prep score is 5,1-2-2, with evidence of solid and fibrous material that was unable to be suctioned, comma. There was also sticky adherent mucus that was unable to be washed off, as well as spastic colon, period. Large masses and polyps were not visualized within the constraints of this exam. However, smaller and medium-sized polyps could have been missed, particularly on the right side, period. There was the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared overall unremarkable. However, there was significant stool debris here. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 5 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of scattered pan diverticulosis with some impacted diverticula noted. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, if patient is found to have iron deficiency anemia, would recommend pill can evaluation. Next line, recommend repeating colonoscopy in 1 year due to poor prep on the right side. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation. Next line, for the next colonoscopy, recommend 2-day prep. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.